Welcome to the Hollis Chapin Show, the podcast that brings you the most inspiring and thought-provoking conversations each and every week. I'm your host, Hollis Chapin, and I am thrilled to have you join us on this exhilarating journey. On this show, we delve into the minds of visionaries, change makers, and trailblazers from all walks of life, from authors, entrepreneurs to athletes, artists, activists, and even astronauts. We leave no stone unturned in our quest to inspire and empower our listeners. Our guests are not just your average run-of-the-mill celebrities. They're individuals who have overcome the odds, shattered barriers, and achieved phenomenal success. They share their secrets, successes, and even their failures so you can learn from their journeys and apply their wisdom to your own life. Whether we're diving into personal development, authors, new novels, entrepreneurship, mental health, social justice, with the latest scientific breakthroughs, our discussions are always thought-provoking, challenging conventional wisdom, and pushing the boundaries of what's possible. But it's not just the guests that make this show special, it's you, the listeners. Your engagement, questions, and comments fuel every episode. We live for the ha moments, the goosebumps, and the inspiring breakthroughs that happen when we come together as a community. So grab your headphones, get ready for a mind-expanding experience, because on the Hollis Chapin Show, we believe that everyone has a story worth telling and a dream worth pursuing. Our mission is to inspire you to take that first step towards your own greatness. Mark your calendar, set your alarm, because every Tuesday and Friday a new episode drops, ready to empower, educate, and entertain you. Join us on this magnificent adventure, and together, let's unlock our limitless potential. Welcome to the Hollis Chapin Show.
Hello and welcome to the Hollis Chapman Show. I am Hollis. Happy Friday to you all. Hope everything's going well this Friday morning. You know, I hope some of us are still in the March Madness bracket. If you got Kentucky winning, well, dead meat. It's over. I didn't participate this year, but I am rooting for North Carolina to get to the Final Four. That'd be kind of cool. But again, I think the percentage right now of people who still earn it is 0.003%. I'm a crazy number. And there's still people out there who chose somebody to beat Kentucky the first round. Isn't that something? How do you do that? Okay, here we go. Today we're going to talk about the revolutionized, this unbelievable thing with this technology. Text to video. You know, here at the Hollis Chapman Show, we've been using text to pictures for about 3 or 4 months. I love it. We've been posting pictures of outstanding sceneries, outstanding stuff, creating outstanding content. And you authors out there who come out to this show, you should be doing the same thing. Okay, so before it even gets to a year of using this, all of a sudden, now we got text to video. Okay, text to video. I want you to think about that. You got your wonderful book out there. You got a beautiful cover done. You got things great out there. You're doing your podcast tours. But some of us like to see the visual. I know the audio is awesome. And again, can we do or will we do a visual podcast? Maybe in the future. Right now or not. But some people want to see what they're reading. And this is a great marketing tool for you. Take a couple sentences from your book and create a video from it. How outstanding is that? 2 or 3 sentences from chapter 1. Get them all ready to go. And just like you see these infomercials on TV with these movies and stuff like that, you type in the prompt, this great tool creates a video of it. Outstanding. Like I said, I'm Hollis on the Hollis Chapman Show. We have no guests today, so I'm going to give you some great content like we do when we don't have a guest. And we do have a guest on Tuesday, though, Tessa Watson. She will be here talking about her book, so make sure you come back on Tuesday. So today we have a truly innovative topic to discuss. We dive into the world of text-to-video platforms. We have it. We just bought it this week. Very excited. You know, it's a little learning curve, so it's not, we haven't put a lot of stuff out there yet. but some of the people in our group, Paul Pona's group, and we get most of our stuff from Paul Pona. He's unbelievable. Him and his team's unbelievable. And so we have a group where we can see what people are doing. Wow, it'll blow your mind. Okay? So Paul Pona and his team, outstanding again. Got to say that. So it's a game-changing tools for authors, speakers, and business owners looking to enhance their content creation, engagement with the audience. Let me say this again, okay? Now, this is very important for you guys out there who want to move books, who want to get more coaching gigs, who want to be getting more speaking gigs. Enhance content creation and engagement with their audience. Okay, so when you do that, the browsers is going to love you because people are going to sit there and stay and watch the video. It may be a short reel. It may be 1 minute, 2 minutes long. But the browsers love that. So you got to think in that terms. And doing this, okay, is not very costly to do it. Like I said, we don't charge to get guests on the show. But our other services, we do charge. But it's very, very low cost. Okay? So think about that. Content creation, putting it online, engagement. Very important. All right. So the camera pan, we got a couple guests that we invited in via, they're at different locations, so they can do everything, just type things in. So author and business on both utilizing the text to video platform. So they're just going to kind of share some insights with us doing the show today. Okay, joining me in studio today are author Lisa and business owner James, who have both been utilizing this cutting edge technology in their own words. Lisa, let's start with you. How has a text to video platform transformed the way you create and share your content with readers? Okay. Again, some of this stuff you get, even though you write your books and stuff like that, you can get writer's block when it comes to sharing your content to get people to buy your books. This tool helps that. So Lisa says, thanks for having me, Hollis. Welcome to the show. The text and video platform has been a game changer for her. As an author, not only does it allow her to bring her words to life in a more visual, engaging way, but it also helps her reach a wider audience who may prefer consuming content in a visual format. You know, because of YouTube, because of TikTok, because of all that stuff, we're very visual these days. Very, very visual. So you got to understand that. That's why people are going crazy because of the United States banned TikTok. That's the issue. But, I don't want to get politically into all that stuff like that, but we got to watch out for TikTok. But I know the content creators on TikTok are concerned because that's the way they make a living. Okay? So she's very happy with that. Lisa, thank you for sharing that. All right. James is a business owner. How has text and video platform helped you connect with your customers and drive engagement to your brand? I said these are keywords that you must use. These are keywords that you got to understand when you're doing your business online. The text and video platform has been instrumental in marketing strategy. When you do your podcast, you're marketing. When you do your podcast tour, you're marketing. When you do your design cover, you're marketing. And a lot of authors, they get overwhelmed with how much marketing it takes to get the word out there. You work so hard to put the book together. But these tools help break that down. Years ago, when it takes so much effort to market your book, to get a nice return. These days, because of technology, it's helped us help you get the word out there. You know, we can do things in days compared to weeks and months, hours compared to months and months and months. okay? Before you go on tour, your podcast tour, before you come on the show, you put a couple of things out there, you type it in, boom. It becomes a visual work of art. Appearing on the Hollis Chapman Show, so-and-so, James, Lisa, boom, you put it out there. They'll talk about our newest book. Boom, you put it out there. Okay? Text a video. Text a photo. Beautiful things. We have both tools plus so many other tools, thanks to Paul Pona and his teams, that we use to help you. So many tools. The text and video, this is what James says. The text and video platform has been instrumental in marketing his strategy by converting the written content into engaging videos. He's been able to captivate an audience and drive higher engagement levels. And again, here's that word again, engagement, higher, that's what you want. Levels across social media platforms, it's truly been a game changer for him and his team and his business, okay? Facebook, Meta, Twitter, X, all of them, Pinterest, all of them, they want video in the short form because it's engaging. People stay and watch it. You can make it fancy or creative all you want to be. It doesn't take a lot. You don't have to go out there and hire these major freelancers out there. You don't need all this $100,000 worth of equipment anymore. Technology has made that where little people like us can do it. Here's a little thing I picked up this morning in my research. In a world of technology, keeps evolving at warp speed. Okay, like I said, we just had the text of photograph 4 months. And it's almost obsolete already. But we're going to keep on using it because we love it. One remarkable innovation has been silently, but surely reshaping the way consumers create video content. Okay, because I said TikTok, you got to be silly, you got to be this and that, and all kinds of things like this. And you got to be in front of the camera. Well, maybe you can be silly now without being in front of the camera. You can be silly. You can write up some silly prompts, some silly text, and it'll create your silly video for you without being in front of the camera. You know, that's a lot of people, the reason why a lot of people don't get in front of the camera, because, some people have the bodies to be on radio like me. Some people don't have the face to be on TV. I just don't feel like doing it because you got to have your makeup and this and that. You don't want to do that. You get held back. You get nervous. How's the background look? With this new platform, you can create the background what you want. You can delete background. You can move background. You can add music to it. You can add voiceover to it. That's the technology. So this groundbreaking concept has been quietly revolutionizing the video landscape. So this is some things I was just kind of reading this morning. Talk about the blog. AI is this tremendous thing to do. Okay. All right. Let's go back to what I wrote this morning. It's incredible to see the impact that the tool could have on both authors and business owners. Now let's just dive deeper into some of the key features and benefits of the text video platform. Lisa, could you share with us, the listeners, some of the standout features that have made a difference in your content creation process? So Lisa writes back and she's going to share with us what she's doing. Just get creative. You don't believe the feedback I'm getting from people from my text to pictures. I love it. It looks good, this and that. That's great feedback. But I want them to stay longer. So the text to video is going to be unbelievable. Last night I was working on that. I had a nice picture of this great, beautiful hotel with clouds in the sky. So I'm just playing around a little bit, just kind of get creative. Well, the video now it turns into a video. I made the clouds float and move. So cool. It was a 10-second clip. But that movement of the clouds made it even better than what it was. The picture itself is beautiful. Now the video part of it is even more beautiful. The moving clouds. You can be that specific. You can be that detailed. If you have water in your picture, now the water can start flowing in your picture when you turn into a video. All kinds of things. You know, I'm just trying to get better at it. There's some of them in our group, there's, you know, the thing, they just had it 2 days, and they've done some phenomenal stuff already. What's this going to be like in 4 months? What's this going to be like in 6 months, a year? Unbelievable. So Lisa says, one of the key features that she loves about the text and video platform is the ability to easily add animation, like I was talking about, music, and other visual elements to the video. Yes. You know, again, we're back, we're playing. We pull an element here, you put it in the timeline, you pull the element here, you put it there, and all of a sudden now you hit play. It's all in the video. You save it, and it goes exactly where you want it. Just from your desk. I'm a two-monitor person, so I got things going back and forth. Like now, I got four things going on at one time as I do this show. Technology is beautiful. If you use it correctly, use it in a positive way. I want to use it in a positive way. I use it in a positive way. Some people, again, you got to watch out for it. But, you know, I don't want to stress on that, but things are just, it's just amazing. The technology is going on. And me being in my 60s, you don't believe how it brings me to life. Being in my 60s, I know how to do this stuff. You know, my son, who's in his 20s, he asked me for help when it comes to technologies, marketing stuff. How cool is that for a dad? You know, how cool is that? All right. So Lisa shares that what she does, the creativity. She can be at a computer, do what she got to do. Awesome, awesome, awesome. So I said, fantastic, Lisa. James, from a business perspective, what are some of the benefits you have been seeing from using the text and video platform in your marketing efforts? Again, engagement, marketing. That's not going to go away. But you got to get creative. You got to figure out how to do it and how to get better and then stay with it. Don't be doing stuff you done 5 years ago because it doesn't work. You know, the SEO part stuff, that was when I got into this thing, the marketing stuff like that, the SEO was huge. That's why you hear SEO, SEO, SEO. Man, not so much. It's kind of implied. You got to be able to have people find you. But how? Video creation. Your text, your keyword text video, your keyword text and pictures. Those are your SEOs now. You know, take that wonderful book that you've written. Take some of those beautiful keywords you got in there. Put it in, put it in your description. Hit enter. Voila. Those gorgeous keywords you have in your book, now it comes to life. People are going to sit there and say, wow. I want to read this book. Look at this. You know, if you got a romantic book and things come to life, you got a horror book, things come to life, all kinds of things. You get so creative with it. Have this great trailer to precede your book. That's what Hollywood does. Have this awesome trailer precede your book. Instead of you just sitting there talking about it, helping that, you can sit there now, text a video. Wow. How cool is that? I want that book. Well, you can describe your cover. Now when you go on your podcast tours, you can sit there and just by the text you text, and people can see your cover. You know, they can see that. Get creative. Marketing is part of it. Get creative. All right. So, James, that's fantastic. His business perspective. What are some of the benefits you have seen, James, using a text and video platform in your marketing efforts? I asked them. The text and video platform has allowed him to stand out in a crowded digital landscape. Trust me, I know. That's the reason why I'm staying on top of this, because it's so crowded. That's why it's so crowded with the podcast, everything. You know, there's a million podcasters out there. You know, I got to do something different to stand out. That's why I'm always looking and trying to improve. So my guests say, yeah, I want to go on the Hollis Chapman Show because we get recognized. We get found. That's what it's all about. Okay. He says, creating dynamic and engaging videos, we've been able to capture the attention of the audience and drive higher click-through rates and conversions. And those are the great keywords there that's important to you. Click-through rates and conversions. You want those books sold. Not let them just go to a store and just kind of read through it. No, you want conversions. You want to build a list. So when you got a next book coming out, the person who bought your first book will probably buy your second book. You know, if you got a trilogy going on, if you got something going on, you want that list. You know, that mailing list. Hey, the next book's coming out. And you do it. You type it in. All of a sudden now you get a nice trailer visually to send to them. Hi, so-and-so. This is our second book of three. Watch this. Look at this. Get them excited. Yeah, you get them excited. So James says it's been a game changer for his brand. What's it going to be for your brand? Are you going to work with us and help you put that stuff into visual? Make a nice little trailer? People sit there and say, oh, yeah, I'm going to buy that book. I'm getting ready. When is it coming out? We're going to appear on a show. And when you appear on a podcast show, you sit there and promote your book. You send them a little teaser. Excuse me, I just hit my microphone. You know, you send them a little something, something. They get all excited. It's all about emotion. It's all about just wanting people to go. You know, I mean, you see Hollywood, what they do to try to get the people to go to their movies and buy stuff. They want you pumped up. They want you excited. You can do the same thing now. It doesn't cost you hundreds of thousands of dollars. You don't need to have the Hollywood big setup. You can do it from a lovely desk at home. Technology is beautiful. Ooh. Okay. So it's been clear that the text and video platform has a lot to offer for content creators and business owners alike. Before we wrap up, Lisa, do you have any final thoughts on tips for our listeners who are considering incorporating a tool into their own content strategy? So Lisa wrote back to me and said, her biggest tip would be to experiment and get creative with the platform. And that's what we're doing. We're having fun with it, getting some different things out there. Don't be afraid to try new things and see what resonates with your audience. See, so it's a cost-effective way to do it. You don't have to worry about wasting so much money. And that's what's the beauty about technology too, okay? So she said, don't be afraid. Try new things. See what resonates with your audience. The possibilities are truly endless with text to video. So don't be afraid to think outside the box, Lisa says. You know, you put so much time in writing your book. You put so much time in picking a PR firm. You put so much time to get the editor. You put so much time. Now it's the marketing part. And it can be exhausting. But this way, we can work with you and make it fun. Not as exhausting. You really can. Think about that, okay? You really should. So, Lisa, thank you with that. Wise words. Appreciate it, Lisa. Jim And Lisa, thank you for joining me today and sharing your insights on an exciting topic. And to our listeners, I urge you to explore the possibilities of text to video. For yourself, who knows? It could be the key to unlocking a whole new level of engagement with your audience. And there's that word again, engagement. You know, when we do this show, I'm looking at engagement. We need to improve. We need to improve. We want engagement. We get engagement, not just listen to me talk. We want engagement so we can get listeners to buy your book, to hire you as a speaker, to hire you as a consultant. So we do need engagements. So how are we going to do it, Hollis? How are we going to create creative? I'm working on it behind the scenes. I'm figuring out the Podbean thing. I'm working out the app. It's been a great app. Just got to figure it out so I can get the engagements up higher, so I can get the listenership up higher. In turn, you sell more books. In turn, you get more work. That's our goal. That's what we want to do. So we dive into this text to video stuff. Okay, like I said before, we put our stuff, we put the shows on Roku, Amazon Fire TV. So we're already doing visual stuff. Now we need to do some more. We're doing even more. All right. So that was from Lisa and Jim. Thank you. All right. Before I close out, let me see if I got any more tips for you. So let me say again what is text to video, a brief definition. Just to kind of rehash, recap a little bit, okay? So you heard the buzz about text to video, and you're probably wondering, what on earth is it? Well, let me break it down for you in plain everyday language. Like we said earlier, text to video turns your plain old text into engaging animated media. Wouldn't you like that from some of your work in your book? All right. Wouldn't you want that to sit there and have people just kind of jump out at them? Okay. So think of it as your written words sprouting wings and taking flight into the world video. Wouldn't you want that? Just gives it another punch. You know, just like you do a your wonderful book design, it gives another little punch to make a person pick it up. So now you can add a little trailer visually from your book without giving too much away. You want them to keep it. All right. So imagine if you got a blog and you poured your heart and soul into creating some of the incredible content, but you want to take it to the next level. And authors, speakers, you should all have blogs. You should all have blogs. So now instead of putting, you know, chapters on your blog, you can put half of the chapter and put in the visual teaser video. And you call it teasers, right? That's a Hollywood lingo, teasers. So you're crafting some incredible content, but you want to take it to the next level, like I mentioned. That's where text to video comes into play. You feed your text into an AI tool, and it whips up a stunning video, complete with visuals, transitions, and even a snazzy voiceover if you wish. Limitless. Potential is unbelievable. Okay? All right, guys. I hope those tips and ideas get you fired up, like I'm fired up. I hope I got you motivated for the weekend. All right? We're going to grow this show with engagements and listeners. We're going to grow for you. Okay? And make sure you be back here Tuesday on the Hollis Chapman Show. Our special guest is Tessa Watson. She can talk about her new book. Awesome. And again, let's play a little music. Thank you, everyone, for joining the show today. Happy Friday. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the weather. I hope it's nice wherever you're at. Come back Tuesday and join us. Our special guest, Tessa Watson, talk about her new book. And as always, I'll see you next time.